you a program dedicated to the motion picture Susie, with three great stars: Gene Harlow, Franchot Tone, and Cary Grant. When the theme march ends, you will hear the symphonic orchestra under the direction of Dr. William X. London, in 1940. Susie, an attractive American showgirl, joins an English show that runs just 2 weeks. Now we go backstage as she is about to collect her last check and where she discusses her plans for the future with Maisie, another showgirl. We hear the voices of Jane Harlow as Susie and Inez Courtney as Maisie.
Oh, here you are, Miss Ruby. And you, Miss Jane.
Is that
mine? Oh, yes, Miss Dinker.
I've been missing you next Saturday night, Pop.
And I've been missing Miss Maisie.
Yeah, but you won't be missing this, and I will. Guess I shouldn't kick. 2 weeks is a long run these days. Come on, Susie. Let's get
dressed,
maybe. I'll be
more
with you.
But your whole week's salary, Susie. I won't take it. I can't afford it.
Listen, don't you worry about me. Blondes never go broke. Being a brunette, you wouldn't understand that. But you'll seldom catch a blonde in financial trouble. Besides, I got a rich uncle.
You never told me that you had any relatives in London.
I haven't any relatives anywhere, but I got a rich uncle. Now, monkey, you take that.
Oh, Susie.
Well, big heart, what have you been doing? Playing Santa Claus again? Now, don't worry about me, Frostbite. I'll take care of myself.
Where do you get that Frostbite stuff?
I'm looking after Maisie, that's all. And if you're half as smart as you pretend to be,
you'll come to Paris with me tomorrow.
Yeah, and sing in some cheap Beaumont cafe? No, darling, not Susie. And why not? Well, in the first place, I like London.
But Susie will be here broke, without money, without friends or any.
Blondes never go broke, Maisie. I've told you that before. No, well, let me tell you something. I was a blonde and went broke. If I hadn't dyed my hair, I'd still be in New York, washing dishes for the hotel bill. Oh, come on, Susie.
No chance, Maisie. I'm going to battle it out along these lines. It takes me all summer.
Who was it said that, do it, Manila?
No, it was Napoleon of Waterloo.
Oh, Susie, stop your fooling. I'm serious.
Gosh, I hate to go up and leave you here all by yourself.
Ah, quit worrying about me, Maisie. I'm going to step out tomorrow and get myself a show before that old tower clock strikes the noon hour. Oh, why shouldn't I? I'm not bad to look at. I admit I don't dance very well and I don't sing very much, but I can be awful cute if I want to be. You never heard me do one of my dramatic love scenes, did you?
No, thank heaven. But I'm in favor of the idea.
Well, what idea?
Of you falling in love with someone.
Now, I know a very nice English barrister.
I'm not interested in lawyers. They make life too legal.
How about a nice English army officer?
Now you got me, Maisie. Ever since I was a child, I've dreamed about a dashing soldier who would sweep me off my feet and carry me safely with shot and shell through the enemy's lines.
But since you're so crazy about a uniform...
I am, Maisie. I love him.
How about the doorman at the plaza?
I don't know him. I suppose you introduce him.
Susie did not meet her doorman. Instead, quite by chance, she struck up an acquaintance with Jerry, young mechanic in an airplane factory, after Jerry's car bumps her as she crosses the street. Their chance meeting ripened into love. And one evening, Jerry, portrayed by Franchot Tone, who is working nights on an invention to stabilize planes, takes her to the factory. While there, he accidentally overhears a mysterious conversation between the woman proprietress and the girl who is a stranger to him. They speak in German, a language he does not understand. Jerry is discovered eavesdropping, and the proprietress of the factory, thinking he has understood the conversation, promises him an advance in salary and promotion for his silence. Elated with his good fortune, Jerry and Susie return to Jerry's flat, preparatory to starting on their honeymoon.
Give us a kiss, Mrs. Moore.
I'm here on the street.
I sort of want to let the girls in the neighborhood know it's no use chasing me anymore.
Don't worry, I'll let them know that.
Hurry it up, will you, Mrs. Moore? We have a long drive ahead of us.
Better settle down with a good book. It's going to take me 5 minutes.
What are you packing, the furniture? To buy yourself a trousseau.
Oh, Terry.
It's part of the Derby winnings. A bride needs a trousseau, I hear. And another thing, she gets the family jewels.
With all my love.
My father gave it to my mother the night they were married. Oh, it's a shame to yourself.
I am. And don't think I'm not. Barry, look. Barry!
Barry! Ah! You killed him!
Charlie,
quick! Moore's being shot dead by his woman. Call the police, quick!
Susie, terrified by the landlady's charges that she had shot her husband, runs away in a panic from the scene of the crime and goes to Paris, where she meets Maisie. Susie is heartbroken at the shooting of Jerry, but is persuaded by Maisie not to return to England. And then war flames. The whole world seems to go mad. The girls enlist as entertainers in a Paris cafe, where they are extremely popular with the soldiers of the Allied nation. Now to the little Paris cafe, where Susie and Maisie are doing their act, and where Susie meets André, famous French war ace, played by Cary Grant.
The night was filled with sweet surrender. I had a million
That soldier brought a cannon with him. He could have made some real noise.
I'll go and tell him to pipe down.
Oh, no. It's André Charville, the famous aviator. He shot down 14 planes.
Well, let's stick with the talk.
The night was filled with...
Pretty girl, the one who's singing.
Yes, what she look like, blonde or brunette?
Blonde.
That one, then.
Next, but in the right place.
And tell me, darling, by the way, when I see you,
what am I going to do? I'll take a chance and dance with
her. I saw her first.
Oh, I heard her first. All right. I'll fetch
her. Hey, wait a minute. I'll fetch you. Oh, come on.
Tail. Is she very pretty?
I said so.
Take another look.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Here we go.
Mad about you.
A blonde?
Yes, yes.
For blondes, I always use gold.
Gold.
Here we go.
You're in my arms.
All right.
What did I say?
She doesn't sing all the time, does she?
I remember to tell you that I adore you and pray forevermore you are mine.
Charlie.
How do you know? You didn't hear it.
Mademoiselle, I assure you I heard every word. Let me convince you. Sit here, will you? Play it again, gentlemen. You be the audience. And I remember to tell you you're delightful. You're everything I'd want you to be. Your eyes are lovely and far beyond comparing, especially when they're glaring at me. I can't make up words to say how swell you are, but I can tell you are. I know so well you are. I started falling the moment that I saw you. Believe me, I adore you, Cherry.
Does he sing all the time?
Well, did I know it?
Oh, well, you seem to know the music.
Well, what was the matter with the words?
Well, they didn't match. Some of them weren't so bad. Those about falling and swell and delightful. They're pretty nice words, even if they didn't rhyme.
You know, the more I look at you, the more I'm convinced I could make them rhyme.
Our scene changes to the street in Paris where Susie lives. André, the French aviation ace, has been frantically wooing Susie, who is about to depart for America with Maisie. The young sweethearts have been having a last fling at the gay spots of war hysterical Paris. As the scene opens, Maisie, fearful that Susie will miss the boat train, waits for the two lovers in front of the girl's apartment.
Hey!
Voilà, monsieur.
Hey, Susie, remember me?
Well, you did it. You got me here on time.
I wish I hadn't.
Anyway, I've got these for my memory book.
You know, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves, leaving four unopened bottles in Paris.
Come on, Susie. The boat won't wait, not even for you.
Look, don't come with me to the train. I hate saying goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For two people who hate saying goodbye, you're certainly making an awfully good job of it. Come on, Susie.
Careful with that.
Goodbye, Andre. Come on. Allez, allez.
All right, madame, allez.
A deck chair for your memory book.
Andre. Say, you're not triplets, are you?
Well, a pilot couldn't let a train beat him. I can't let you go, Susie. I just found it out.
I can't leave you, Andre. I've known it all along. I can't leave you.
For the second time, Susie is married. She is literally carried off by the impulsive and dashing Andre, and Maisie returns to America alone. What happens when Susie's two husbands meet later in Paris? What happens when Susie finds the mysterious beauty who shot Jerry, when she discovers the woman is a spy behind the lines, and then comes upon her in Andre's arms? There are unexpected thrills and unforgettable heartthrobs in the amazing story of Susie, the delectable darling of Paris, who wandered into the lives of two men and strangely affected them both. You will thrill to the story of Susie.
But, Terry, how could I have married Andre if I had known you were alive?
And Jerry.
So you're the girl I've been in love with all this time.
And Andre.
Harry, treat her gently. Cherish her tenderly, because there isn't her like in the whole wide world.
In this Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer comedy drama of love in Paris in the springtime. On this program, you heard the voices of Jean Harlow, Franco Tone, Cary Grant, and members of the cast of Susie. Also, Miss Harlow singing Walter Donaldson's sparkling song hit, Did I Remember, written for this picture.